What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, that is a developing story. Limits, please. Another one. Bob needs one. How about this Tommy Pham situation from last night, Bob? Did you catch this whole thing?
Yeah, I saw it. I know there was some lip reading going on. The catcher over there seemed to indicate to Tommy Pham that I'm not talking to you. He had his earpiece on. I don't know what happened with Tommy Pham, but he seemed to overreact to what was going on.
That's what I would say. Absolutely. I'm trying to look. I just had a quote in front of me. Was it the catcher? Was Heinemann the catcher, or who was Heinemann?
Yes, Heinemann's the catcher.
All right. He said it was weird, man. It was unprovoked and super weird. I don't even know him. No idea. Barely knows who he is. Yeah, Tyler Heinemann. That is a great quote. I'll say it again. It was weird, man. It was unprovoked and super weird. I don't even know him. No idea. Barely know who he is. It may have been the first bat flip I've ever seen, Limits, on a walk. Yes. I mean, it was incredible. And apparently, Pham took exception to Heinemann questioning a ball, saying it was a strike. Okay? Mm-hmm. So here's Tommy Pham on Twitter. You ready for this, Bob?
Yes.
This is real, right, Limits? This is real?
Yes.
Has this been taken down?
So Tommy Pham has deleted his tweets, yes.
Okay, well, this was the first one. Bitching about a ball not being called a strike to the umpire when it's clearly below the zone and away is disrespectful not only to the umpire but the hitter as well. So like I said when I flipped the bat, blank him. And he used a complete word there, Bob, in his tweet. Dude has 2 years in the show. I know the zone. Is Keegan Mathison the umpire? Who are we talking about there?
See, no. That's where I was confused a little bit. So, was he directing that at the umpire?
Keegan Mathison is the Blue Jays reporter that put out the quote of what Tyler Heinemann said about Tommy Pham.
And then someone named Ron Snow Mexico says, bro, you are a B word, and spelled it out. And Tommy Pham replies, things you wouldn't say to my face for $1,000.
That's still up. He didn't delete that one.
That's actually a good comeback.
Tell me what else is happening on social media, Limits. This seems to have great comical value.
Well, somebody tweeted that calls themselves Ham Barger that goes, I guess, to Barger for the Blue Jays. He tweeted, you're 37 acting like this on a non-playoff Pirates team. Just retire and start a family already, Tommy Tough Knuckles. And Tommy Pham responds, your profile pic is of someone who takes steroids, loser.
Oh, anything else? I gotta hear more. I have to hear more.
Tommy Pham finds himself in situations like this everywhere he goes, though, doesn't he?
I mean, if you're the Pirates and you're Bob Nutting and you have people, no matter what, using the F word in a tweet and stuff like that, given his history, lewd gesture to fans this year. Right. What's this guy's deal, Bob? What's going on with him? Didn't he punch somebody in the face? Yes, he did.
He just all
slapped him
up.
Over a fantasy football dispute a few years ago.
You can look at his face. Just last night, and you could tell
he was wound up.
Boiling point.
He was boiling.
Yeah.
Joe, listen to this one. Mad Max, Max Scherzer, is going to put one on you, bro. Better watch the hell out. Tommy Pham says, bleep, me and Max was chopping it up yesterday during BP. Actually, he told me the Jays asked about me during the deadline, and he told them, go get me.
That's Tommy Pham's response.
That's what Tommy Pham
I love this. Bob, this is the best thing of the whole Pirates season. This is tremendous.
And then
go get me.
The tweeter at the Sabres are killing me again responds, your attitude is clearly the reason we decided you wouldn't work.
Tremendous. Bob, I have my new Buffalo Sabres shorts on, I might add. today. Golf shorts.
How many years in a row have the Sabres not made the playoffs?
A lot.
It's got to end.
Yeah, a lot.
Is this the season it's going to end?
The Miami Dolphins of the NFL. Yeah. No, they stink. Should Tommy Pham, why didn't they trade him? And if you're Bob Nutting, aren't you sick of this guy?
I mean, I'm surprised. There was no reason to have him here. Again, to me, he's clogging a space for someone else who I'd rather get a look at a York, Cook, any of these guys, even though they're struggling.
Just DFA him and somebody else.
What are we
going
to gain? Unless they plan to sign him again, you know, why is he here?
I guess he's been hitting a lot lately.
He is, and I give him full credit.
Well, that's the worst thing for them right now.
He's turned his season around.
Is to win games. They might as well just lose the rest of their games and get a better draft pick again. He's turned his season around. He's still batting .260 with six home runs.
But .260 people want to represents pretend he's Mickey best, Mantle. One of the best averages on the team.
I know. He stinks. And
he had a lot to do with their start.
Yeah, he buried their season is what they did.
Forget.
And by the way, he's batting .196 in August. So let's all cool the Jets on Tommy Pham. Let's not forget how he buried the season by hitting .118 in March in those five games. By hitting .182 with no home runs in April, and then he started to hit at some point in May, and he carried that into his credit, I guess, in June and July, and now he stinks again in August. So we have another bad player hitting .260 with six home runs and a .702 OPS who flips his bat after he gets a walk, makes a lewd gesture to a fan earlier this season. What are we doing, Bob? And he's 37 years old.
That's the thing.
And I'm gonna rip you two because 2 weeks ago we had a discussion where both of you said you'd be open to bringing this guy back for next season.
Wait, caveat to that. I did say if it was intern Dom.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, it was probably intern Dom. If it was simply to be a role player off a bench. Because
I don't want a role player off the bench. This guy's out of control, Bob.
I don't disagree, but I'm saying at that context it was about because he was hitting really well at the time. He's a guy who plays a good left field. He could be useful off the bench to some team.
He stinks.
That's why a lot of teams thought he was going to trade for him at the deadline, and no one ever did.
Under no circumstances do I want this guy back on this team. Under none. Never. Ever. And they should DFA him today and just let him go play for somebody else, because from that comment about the Blue Jays, that's apparently what he wants to do anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's Tommy Pham even saying he does not really want to be here. And he said, go get me. He told Max Scherzer to tell the front office, go get me. No, there's no reason why he should be back. From June on, he's been a good player, but I don't want him blocking.
He stinks in August limits. Stop telling lies.
June and July, he was good.
Yeah. He said since June. He stinks in August. He's hitting .196 with two extra base hits in all of August in 51 at-bats.
Well, .196 makes Jack Sawinski and Alexander Canario look like
to watch Canario.
A-ball players.
What? How is Ben... Click the thing again. Give us another one. Bob, how is Ben Cherington still here? It's a miracle.
The fact that he is makes you wonder if he's still going to be here next year operating everything.
Did you see the lineup last night? Was Smoke and Ronnie Frazier in the lineup again? How many guys named Frazier is this guy going to fail on this year, Bob?
I don't know. I just think there's so many upgrades necessary. And then the one thing that's happened, and this could be the reason he's kept around, because Baseball America, or whoever the minor league organization is, just designated the Pirates as the second best minor league system. The second best in all of baseball. Now, to me, the only way that can be true is if it's all lower
baseball
end.
Baseball America did that limits?
Yeah, second best farm system
the
of the
second
Pirates.
Best, well, the only reason for that is because they stink every year in their draft picks. You tell me who they're
top. Well, no, they just brought in all these guys for single A. The Grasshoppers are grassing everywhere. They're doing a great job.
How is that even possible? Who are their team? Go to Baseball America and read me the top eight prospects.
Well, it's because Griffin's won, and
right.
Griffin's won.
I could have drafted him.
Chandler's up there.
He's a top 15 guy.
But the point
guy,
is,
Hernandez.
The point is, it's misleading in that there has been no graduation from any offensive player in this minor league system.
It's a disaster. It's a disaster. And the only guys, I'm sure, who's the kid they drafted? Hernandez?
Yeah, Seth Hernandez.
And Connor Griffin are their top two. You and I could have drafted both those guys.
Well,
not to mention Paul Skeens.
Connor Griffin.
All right. You and I and four others could have drafted Connor Griffin. The lineup last night was Spencer Horwitz, a non-power hitting first baseman, followed by Tommy Pham, .260 with six home runs. Brian Reynolds, he stinks. Nick Gonzalez, a bad field, somewhat hit second baseman, Andrew McCutchen, who's basically done, Jared Triolo, who's a horrible hitter, Canario, who stinks, Henry Davis, who's hitting 173, and Isaiah Kiner Falefa, who, again, some people want to compare, you know, to the greatest utility men who ever lived. This dude has one home run. One home run. He hit 229 in July. He hit 220 in June. This team stinks, Bob. These lineups are an embarrassment. And how Ben Cherington still has a job is more improbable than the miracle on ice.
Yeah.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, that should end at the end of the season, and they should just do a redo, but do it much more seriously than they have in the past. Now, people will say, well, Ben Cherington won a World Series when it was Boston, but every other year his teams have finished in last place. So, you know, listen, you're judged. You had 6 years to prove that you can supply a minor league system. And this is why I bring this up, because if the farm system is ranked number two, if you're Ben Cherington, when you talk to Bob Nutting, you can say, look, look where we are. We have Griffin coming. We have Chandler in the system. Jones is coming back. We're ranked number two. This farm system is about to really blossom and harvest some good players. And he'll use that as a selling point, I would imagine, because I would, if that were me, trying to save my job. But 6 years in, we have not seen any contributions at all from people down there on a regular basis, other than pitchers.
All right. Give me one more here, speaking of the Pirates. This idea, Jason Mackey wrote about it today. Prominent Pirates are making their voices heard. Let's hope Bob Nutting is listening. I have an answer to that. If it's a question, he's not. Paul Skeen spoke up a few weeks back saying things like, you know, hopefully these trades created space for us to acquire some bats. Didn't see a lot in terms of that at the deadline, but hopefully that sets us up next year. Very polite way of calling out ownership. Bob Nutting owns Paul Skeen's for the next 4 years based on the Gerrit Cole example. That means in 2 years, they're going to start talking about trading him. He controls him for those years. 1 year's pre-arbitration, 3 years of arbitration. He controls him. What Paul Skeen says will have zero impact on anything the Pirates do. What Andrew McCutchen says will have less than zero. Andrew McCutchen is no longer an impactful bat in the Pirates lineup, and he doesn't really sell tickets either. Have you seen the ballpark lately? So anybody who thinks that Andrew McCutchen and Paul Skeen speaking up is going to get Bob Nutting to splurge in the offseason, you're out of your minds, to put it quite plainly. Now, McCutchen told, I believe it's Jose Negron of DK Pittsburgh Sports over the weekend in Chicago, you got to pay to win. It's not always the team that spends the least that makes the playoffs. Very rarely does that happen. We can't just take a shot in the dark and hope. We have to make a push. Mackey goes up to McCutchen, and he won't even repeat those words. I'm not talking about that. Is the best he can do now, McCutchen? I'm not talking about that. So Mackey rephrases the question, what must the organization do to improve and compete again? Next year, you're going to have to ask the GM on that, McCutchen said. I have no idea. I'm just here to play baseball. I don't know what we need. I said what I needed to say about that. Okay, fair enough. The thing with McCutchen, Bob, is that he seemed to create the scenario where he came here because he thought he could win here. Is that the case, or he returned because he wasn't wanted elsewhere? And where exactly does he think he's going to get to pick and choose next year where he goes?
Yeah, I think he came back because his family's here, his wife's from here, and it was a good way to end his career. That's what I think he thought when he first came here. Did he think there had potentially could win? Well, with the pitching, you can convince yourself to thinking, yeah, they're on the fast track to doing that, or at least they should be competitive in a wild card. But then the organization totally did nothing to help the chances. So if he's frustrated, he should be frustrated. He's right to say what he said.
Skeens or McCutchen?
Both, but especially McCutchen.
Well, he's part of the problem, though.
Yeah, but he's still,
part of them not doing enough. He's their DH, and he doesn't hit enough.
I agree
with
that.
He doesn't even play
the
field.
At the beginning of the year.
They should have cut ties after last season.
Yes,
I don't think the Andrew McCutchen of 8 years ago would have been in great position to speak about this, or 10 years ago. This Andrew McCutchen has no real clout.
He's still Andrew McCutchen. Because of it, he has clout. I think because of his
name. What is the significance of that? I realize going down the road, I love Kutch as much as the next person. He's going to be in the Hall of Honor. He's the most popular Pirate since Willie Stargell. But at this point in his career, Bob, what does that mean? It doesn't translate to tickets.
It means he probably cares about the organization and the direction it's headed because he's spent most of his time in this organization. And he's frustrated that he believes that and there's no action taken. There needs to be action taken. So I think that's a reasonable critique.
You know what action shouldn't be taken? Bringing him back as a DH.
I would agree with that because they have to upgrade on
everything. Do you think he agrees with that?
I don't know if he does or doesn't. Probably
not. I don't think
he
does.
But I mean, fine, bringing him back the first time, year two, whatever, he got over his 300 home runs, all of that stuff. Now it's about upgrading your team, and that includes having a DH that is really a DH who can hit 35 home runs. But you got to go out and get him because there's no one in their system who can provide that right now.
He has 11. In what, 350 at bats, something like that. He's hitting .239, and he's on pace for a career worst.
He's on base
OPS.
Though a lot. He does walk a lot, and he does.
But he can't run anymore.
As a DH,
so what good does that do you?
I want power. I do. I want power. I want somebody.
I want a good hitter.
Right.
I want a good hitter.
But they have to go out and spend it. You don't think they will now?
Okay, it's your turn. Do you think
no.
that Skeens and McCutchen are going to impact Bob Nutting?
I think if Bob Nutting is true, if Greg always says he's really he wants to win, if he wants to win. After
Greg Brown, you're saying?
Yeah, but he always, and that's fine. But this past season demonstrated that he wasn't interested.
I wanted to marry Jennifer Aniston, Bob.
Not,
it didn't work out that way.
This past offseason indicated clearly that he had no intention of spending money, which tells me he's not interested in winning. This offseason, we'll see what happens. I think the pressure will mount on him to do a lot, and he should do a lot. If he has schemes, even for 2 years, Joe.
What pressure?
Years.
Pressure from who and where?
Well, he doesn't. Pressure doesn't get
he's oblivious to pressure.
But I mean, if he is someone who wants to win, like a lot of people around there will tell you, show it.
Of course he wants to win. And he also cares about his legacy, as Dan Zangrilli said. We all do. I want to win.
Well, if he
but
cares
like
about
I
his
said,
legacy,
like
then
I
he
said,
should do more.
I wanted to marry Jennifer Aniston too. I didn't really do anything about it, and it was never going to happen. So he can want to win and care about his legacy all he wants until he prioritizes those things
right.
over the checkbook, then they're never going to win,
well,
probably.
That's what we're going to find out this offseason. That's what we're going to find out. If he's genuine to that belief.
Really? Are you waiting with
no.
suspense for this?
Are you waiting to find out?
Because I already know.
If he doesn't do it, I don't know what has to happen next. But it'd be ridiculous.
When he doesn't do it, none of us should be surprised. They paired payroll at the trade deadline. They're going to make that up. So let's say they went just these are, theoretical figures, but not that far off probably. They're at $85 million, so they paired $20 million. They'll get back to $85
no,
then.
That's not good enough.
I know,
what
but
I'm
that's
saying
what's going
to
happen.
I want $130 to $140 million spent.
And you and I both know that's not happening.
I know, but that's what I want. If you're serious about winning, this is what
right.
you have to do because
yeah,
you have
me
to recognize,
too.
Despite that, that –
I wanted
silly
to. Did I tell you I wanted to marry Jennifer Aniston too, Bob?
Baseball America farm system. That's all. We've seen that before. We've seen those designations.
130
They are
million.
So subjective, and none of them really pan out.
Nothing
right?
that.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.